Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Tons of college football today. Quickly run down the scores. If you just joined us, Pat Coleman joined us from that John Carroll North Central game. North Central, the top seed, and the big favorite to win a title again, leading John Carroll 28-0 at halftime. And then how about that game today at River Falls? Up and down the field they go, and UW River Falls gets it done. And Caleb Blaha from Fridley, 30 of 48, 5 touchdowns, 528 yards, had a pick in the game. And they advanced to the Stag Bowl, the D3 title game, 48-41. What a great story that is. Do yourself a favor, search it out. And his touchdown throw in the fourth on a go route, just an absolute dime. And the receiver goes untouched down the field into the end zone. Great moment. And a great crowd, tip of the cap to River Falls fans. I don't know about you, Lindsay. We've talked about it here during the playoffs. There were a lot of diehards in the stands in River Falls today. It was a really good crowd for that game today. It was on ESPN Plus. I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's always good to see people show up for teams that typically you wouldn't think to draw, but we know about what schools at that level can mean to communities, and then to see them go deep and to have that support. That's what makes college sports really special. I know that I always say, like, it was better before everybody cared, and it was. But there are those magical moments. It was always funny, Steve, because making the state tournament, playing high school hockey here was obviously the goal, and I was able to accomplish that. It was an amazing moment for my team. And so I was speaking earlier about teams earning their way to get their ass beat. That's what my team did to go face Hopkins. But there was nothing like the section final game compared to the XL Energy Center, right? The XL Energy Center is huge. You can get sections. You can bus everybody in. But that's a large arena. But at the, when we played in that section final, we were at the Coliseum. The Coliseum.
The Fairgrounds Coliseum. Bring it back.
Yeah, bring it back. It was the best. There's a little bit of stank out there, obviously, and getting ready and goalie equipment on some plastic chairs isn't exactly high on my list of places to prepare. But the memory that I had and then the sounds in that arena, there's just nothing like it. And so I'm glad that those kids and young adults can experience that, because there are very few things in life where you'll have a crowd of people show up to cheer for something that you're doing. And this might be their last time.
Yeah. And here's the thing. If I won a huge lotto jackpot, like Powerball, $1.5 billion tonight. And I'm glad you brought up the Fairgrounds Coliseum. You would do sensible things and do a lot of good things for charity if you won that kind of money. One of the things that I would do would be kind of, frivolous, would be to go to the state fair board and say, you know, I know that the ice plant, you know, the machinery needed to make ice and all of that. What I'm willing to do is put together a fund, and for a couple of months every winter, I'm willing to pay the bill to bring hockey and section finals back to the Fairgrounds Coliseum. So if I win Powerball, write it down. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to go to the Fairgrounds and say, yeah. So here's what we're going to do. Starting around the holidays, we'll have a holiday tournament at the Fairgrounds Coliseum for the boys and the girls. Jeez. And we'll bring teams in. And then we'll have selected teams that can use the ice. And then we'll get some section finals back in that building. Because there's plenty of parking.
Uh-huh.
There's plenty of seating. It gets loud in there. Yeah, I know the stands are kind of far from the ice.
Who cares?
Maybe put a little money into the dressing rooms. I have great memories as a spectator of the Coliseum. Let's bring it back.
Let's go. We don't even need a change.org petition for this. This is within our reach, people.
Well, and especially if you win the Powerball or I do, we could do it.
I can't buy any Powerball tickets today, Steve. Even with the billions of dollars, just
you still have
twinkling.
Time.
I got time. I got no money. I almost had a panic attack about my credit card statement earlier today, Steve. And I was like, "This is not right. This is not right. What they're doing to me."
Yeah, it's $2.
I need those $2, Steve. You never know when I might need a gumball, okay? Like,
you know, here's the thing about it. I've said this before about the lottery. When I get off the air, I might slide to a nearby convenience store and pick up a ticket or two. I don't spend a lot of money. I don't, you know, draw $100 out of savings and buy tickets. I'll buy two, three, something like that.
Do you pick the numbers?
No. I just
let fate choose for you, huh?
Yeah, I just do the auto pick. I hit the easy button. Yeah, give me a couple. And they always say, same ticket. Yeah, why not?
Why not? Double down.
So, I the biggest kick for the $2 or $4 or $6 I put into it, I think it's worth the money to think about what I would do with the money.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you're a regular lottery player or you don't even bother.
I don't play, usually.
Okay, you don't.
Yeah. But I like to dream. A girl has dreams.
And that's what I do.
Yeah.
I figure for the $2, say I drop down the $2 on it. I rustle up the loose change out of the glove box in the car, and I buy one. To me, it's worth the $2 to think, well, I would do this, and I would help this, and I would give money to this cause, and so on and so forth. And what I'm proud of is not what I would do for myself, but what I would do for the community and charitable organizations. For instance, I'm 100% serious. If I am a winner, I would do everything in my power to bring hockey back to the Fairgrounds Coliseum.
You're such a giver, Steve. You're such a giver to the community, to the people, to the land itself.
Now, what was it like playing there, though?
Terrifying.
I mean, what, at the Coliseum was terrifying.
Well, it was one of the most loaded handful of hours of my lifetime, Steve.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not even like the place, because like when I was playing in high school, I mean, I had already started seeing like a sports shrink to help me deal with my anxiety, because I had so much of it.
Yeah, goalie anxiety.
Yep. And it attracts people to the position. It's a great place to sharpen your OCD if you really want to. And that's, there's been players that have sought out help at the pro level. I think Spencer Knight was one of those guys that got into a little bit of trouble with his impulses and kind of the things that his brain was telling him to do. But, I was part of Irondale's first program to make the state tournament. And so... we all knew it, right? And I was a junior, and so we had been, for a couple years knocking on the door, and I was really lucky to grow up with a handful of girls. And this is what happens when you in non-traditional youth programs, because not everybody can have Edina's money where they pump out, these prospects, these people every single year. But sometimes you just get lucky and you have a group of kids that are around the same age that wants to play hard with one another for as long as they possibly can. And they end up growing into some unbelievable athletes. And so I was the beneficiary of that. And it was a great memory to be there and winning. And we played our arch rival. We played Moundsview High School. That's, that's the other side of the track for us. It was 2-1. And so it was, and I think we were down 1-0.
And you probably knew those kids.
I knew a few, not to mention my ex-boyfriend's current girlfriend at the time. So there wasn't any sort of motivation to beat them at all. But it was, I don't remember a lot of it, but I knew how I felt after the fact. And those few days of that winning that game, and then having the pep rally at school and the banquet ahead of the tournament and stuff. Like I said, it's the first time our program had ever been. I think we've maybe been once or twice since. And it was really special. We were the Tulane and the James Madison. And as much as it sucked having Becky Cordham come down, split the D right off the face off, and take a clap bomb that I didn't even see to the upper right-hand corner, I don't regret it. I'm glad that I got the experience, and I'm especially glad that I got to play in the Coliseum, because now that's there are few the proud the Coliseum winners.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So there it is, the Coliseum, and as all I say, bring it back. And of that $1.5 billion, you probably are going to net, once you take the cash option.
You're not doing the prolonged payments. You're going to take the cash out right away.
Okay. No, not at this point in the game for me. I'm taking the cash. So you break it all down. I've always looked at lottery jackpots, and I'm not a huge player or that sort of thing. But I will dabble. Is you get about a third. If it's 1.5, if you take the cash option, pay the taxes, you're probably getting $500 million. Well, you can easily bring hockey back to the Coliseum for a small portion of that. You just set up an endowment, go to the Fair Board and say, yeah. And once again, I'll just lay out my plan real quick.
Okay.
Here's what you do. Around the holidays, you put the ice in. And we'll get new boards. We'll get a new ice plan. We'll upgrade the locker rooms. We'll do whatever you want. Maybe even, do kind of a retro scoreboard in the Coliseum that hangs down over the ice. Put up the safety netting, whatever it takes to make it nice. Maybe new lighting in the building, so on and so forth. But to have a holiday tournament, some regular season games leading up to section tournaments for the girls and the boys, because girls' sections start in early February.
Yeah, in like
there's
weeks.
Only a little over a month to go in the girls' season. And then it's on to the section playoffs. So you could fill that building with pure joy.
Mm-hmm.
And really, we need that, because the U has made it difficult to use 3M Arena at Mariucci.
And they messed up the ice, which made it totally awesome. It's so great to play as like a U-12 when you have six skaters on the Mariucci, in the old Mariucci ice.
Yeah. Yeah. Lake Mariucci.
Yeah.
Is Jeff
exactly.
Myers. That gigantic Olympic rink.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
U-12s
on on Lake Mariucci.
Yeah,
they've shrunk it a little bit.
Yep, yep. They wanted to foster better development for the pro game for all of their players and their program, and we'll let them have it. We'll let them have it. But this, if we, you know, they used to have that holiday tournament, Steve. Maybe we could do something that rivals those games that are played at the Vikings facility, all those high school Friday night games.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe we could call it like this over the course, like you said, the regular season games, like the Fair Series, right? Or the Stable Series.
I think schools would jump on it in the nostalgia. Mm-hmm. There would be value. And once again, it's a perfect size venues for the big crowds that you can draw for section finals. You know, some of these buildings around town that are hosting some of these section tournaments, you get to a section final and a chance to go to state, you know, many times they're turning people away. So I'm a huge fan of it. By the way, we got a text, and I want to lay this out there. Hi, Steve, do you have any news about the game out in Missoula, Montana State? Yes. We'll get you up to date on FCS in a moment. And by the way, what is a frivolous thing like me pumping money to get the great game of hockey back at the Fairgrounds Coliseum? You know, what's something frivolous you would put your lotto winnings into? You can share on the text line at 651-461-9226. Or would you join the cause? If you win the Powerball tonight, would you follow suit and bring hockey?
Platinum donors, right?
Back to the Coliseum. Yeah, I mean, let's get a lot of people on board on this to kind of raise the odds of it actually happening. All right, we'll get you up to date on college football scores in a moment. By the way, a big win for River Falls today in the D3 playoffs. They go to the Stag Bowl. That's a great story. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
5:26. Sun is down, but the days are going to start getting longer. We are here at the winter solstice. And is that officially tomorrow?
I think so.
Yeah. The winter solstice, shortest day of the year, occurring around December 21st in the Northern Hemisphere, June 20th to 21st in the Southern Hemisphere. More on the Southern Hemisphere later in the show. Stick around for that. More on that coming up. So, yeah. So here we are, 21st in this part of the year, and then the days start getting longer. And I'm a big fan of that, you know.
Sunlight?
A little more daylight. And that is, and, you know, I know there can be cold and snowy days and terrible days on your commute and all of that. But days starting to get longer is a good thing. Let's get you up to date on the scoreboard. College football galore, the big time, FCS, D3 today. FCS, Montana State, they're playing in Missoula today. And Montana State led it 20-16 at halftime. And they have extended their lead. And right now, that game on ABC, 34-23, Montana State over Montana. And then the other semifinal coming up tonight on ESPN2, Illinois State and Villanova. No South Dakota State, no North Dakota State. What are they going to do in the FCS? But Montana State at home in Missoula, winning big there. So we'll certainly keep an eye on that. College football playoff, Ole Miss all over Tulane, 34-3. That game early in the fourth tonight. James Madison at Oregon. Good luck to JM in that one. Earlier, Miami beat Texas A&M 10-3. And if you want to get a laugh, take a look at social media early in Friday night's Alabama-Oklahoma game. They had Bama done. What a disgrace. Kalen DeBoer should be fired. What about Notre Dame? Alabama rallies to win 34-24. They get Indiana next. I'm sure Indiana's like, oh, great. That'll be very interesting in round number two, Alabama at Indiana. There are bowl games. Gophers play a bowl game day after Christmas down in Arizona. It is the Rate Bowl. And that is at the home of the Diamondbacks in downtown Phoenix, Jays Field, New Mexico and Minnesota. 9-3 New Mexico, 7-5 Minnesota. Gophers favored by 2.5 in that one. And then, of course, we've got the NFL tomorrow. We'll get into some of those intriguing matchups, including Vikes-Giants, before we say goodbye on the program. And like I say, it really isn't about wins and losses. It is about J.J. McCarthy. And we all know that. And how he performs. And then, oh, by the way, the Wild playing another matinee. And today in St. Paul, and the Wild thumped the Oilers 5-2. They may never lose again.
Should we start inscribing the cup now, Steve?
Just put their names on the cup.
Right? I mean, get ahead of it early. I know some nice lady, I think, does it up in Montreal. Let's just have her get ahead of the holiday buzz here, right?
Yeah, where's the keeper of the cup? Just get it out, get it to the engraver in Montreal, and let's just get it done.
All we had to do was trade for a generational defenseman and trade basically the entire future to do it. Not the entire future either, Steve. Like, this is
just part
this
of the future.
Just part of the future. That's okay. Sometimes you got to sacrifice your beard to make sure the mustache grows in full.
But Lindsay, you know why this happened.
Why?
You know why they pushed all their chips in.
Because they were getting such stellar goaltending play that they said, you know what? We need to give them a break. We need somebody to get the puck out of the zone quick and man that power play. You're right. You're right, though, Steve.
You hit the nail on the head.
As always.
I'm not saying that because you are a former goaltender. I don't know if you still dabble in it.
Absolutely not.
You know, you play in an adult league and put on the pads anymore.
I'm simply a theorist at this point. The hips, it's not even the hips or the knees, in which I'm definitely going to have to get some surgery in the very near future.
Work.
It's mostly the concussion history, because I don't know if you've done calls for the beer leagues. It's not quite to the same echelon as the high school games, Steve, but there's a lot of people who love teeing it up from the end zone hash marks or really trying to rectify that loss that they suffered in 1998. And I just don't want to be on the receiving end of it.
Yeah, can't blame you. But you're right, Wild. Started getting stellar goaltending. The season, let's face it, they were on the brink in October of being in deep trouble. And then the Wall of St. Paul and the Gus Bus step up in tandem.
Mm-hmm.
And they surge. And then all of a sudden Bill Guerin says, hey, we got something between the pipes. We got Kirill.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Boldy.
Look at what he's doing.
Yeah,
Boldy. We got Joel Eriksson Ek in front of the net. Stirring it up.
Yeah, and then you got the other young Russian stepping up, and then all of a sudden, yeah, let's push those chips into the table. They beat the Oil today 5-2.
My God. And they're just drowning in goaltending problems. They had a chance to draft Wallstedt, too. I mean, lots of people had chances to draft goalies, especially the
Timberwolves had a chance to get Curry.
Yeah, a couple of times. You'll never hear about it from anybody. But this finally answers the age-old question. I mean, they debated this in Rome. They debated this in between the Euphrates and the Tigris. What happens when you have an immovable object that meets an unstoppable force? Well, you get Quinn Hughes' goaltending tandem.
Yeah. And
the bus and
here,
the wall.
Here they are. Now, another big test tomorrow. Avalanche.
Oh, that is a test. This is exciting. Steve, I might watch a hockey game this week. I haven't seen one yet this year. I've seen Frost games. I might watch a Wild game.
You know what you could do?
What?
Get a hold of Brad or Lindsay. Get a credential, go over there.
Oh, that's true. Lindsay Pete, you think Lindsay Pete would do a favor
Absolutely.
For a fellow same
Absolutely.
Speller? I don't
Lindsay
know.
Lindsay or Brad would make the call, send the email.
It's
You're
been
in the
a
building
few years
tomorrow.
Since I've been in that press box. I don't know if the protocols have changed. I'm not sure of the
You're
popcorn
in the building.
Situation. They do have fountain soda, Steve, and that is not something that is uniform across the league.
The only other thing you could say to get in, sometimes I work with Chad Hart. And you're in. 534, we'll have the weather in a moment here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
That reminds me of a story.
Excellent.
My grandpa, my mom's dad, he was an engineer by trade. So he served in World War II, and on the GI Bill, went to the U and became a mechanical engineer. Brilliant guy. And when I started going out with the person that would eventually become my wife, she, for a time, was a strict vegan, then vegetarian, and now has settled into a point where she'll eat poultry and fish and dairy, but not beef, not pork.
Okay.
So over time, you used to be a meat eater, went, you know, pretty hardcore vegan, and then has kind of settled into that. And that's fine, to each their own. But I remember we had dinner with my grandma and grandpa over there on Maryland Avenue in St. Paul, right by Como Park. And he always said the same thing. Now once again, smart man. Engineer by trade, and my grandma would maybe make pasta with meatballs and sausage, so pork and beef in this sauce. And she would say, yeah, no thanks on the sausage or meatballs. You'd always say the same thing. So you're still on the no meat kick.
On that kick.
And that drop you played, you know, yep. No meat, I'll make lamb. Yeah.
One of the best lines from my Big Bang.
You know, it's just so vivid in my memory. We still joke about it today, past many years ago, but yeah, so you're on the no meat kick. And this goes back long enough, old school, where after a meal, and my grandma was a tremendous cook, you know, everything she touched, you know, turned to culinary gold, you know, she could fry a hamburger, and it was like the best hamburger you've ever had out of a frying pan. And my grandpa, after we'd eat, this was in the days when you smoke in the house, smoke at the dinner table. And after the meal, would always light up a smoke. You know, and everyone was done.
Yeah.
And then it was time for dessert to be served. And he would always just raise his hand. No dessert for me. I'd just rather have a smoke.
I mean, that's somebody choosing the path they're going to go down, you know?
Right. Yeah, just really vivid. So that drop was kind of like, oh, yeah, the whole no meat kick sort of thing. Now, you told me something earlier today when I said, hey, Lindsay, I'm off next Saturday. No show. Doug's got the day off. Kind of that holiday thing. A lot of hosts are off around the holiday.
Must be nice.
And then I said, are you taking any time off? And you said, no, but I'm taking off almost the entire month of February. And I'm like, wait, what's going on? And you're making a bit of a journey later this winter.
Yeah, I'm going to be heading down under. My second trip down to the...
Your second?
My second. I went a couple years ago. But it wasn't necessarily like as much of a tourist-driven type of trip. It was more like I knew people that lived there. And so it was a local look at the Australian culture, which I did enjoy. But I think this next trip I'm going to probably enjoy more because there's a lot more adventuring involved. I know that we're going to be going up to the Daintree Rainforest. So that's kind of up in the northern part of the continent, the northeastern coast in Queensland. And I'm not in charge of anything with this trip. I'm strictly showing up and here for a good time. So what I know, one of the things we're doing is we're going on like some jungle tours, but then we're also going to be snorkeling in the same spot they shot Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow.
And young Linz, who is obsessed with Elizabeth Swann and Will Turner. I'm so excited for that. And then I know that we're going to be going down the Great Ocean Road. We're going to head down to Melbourne. And I'm just along for the ride. And so I'm really excited. It takes up almost the entire month, and so it's definitely adding stress to the life. But, I mean, it's good stress, right? Like, sometimes
what an adventure.
I know. It's once in a lifetime, and so the flight will be tough.
Isn't it like 14 hours?
More. It's more like 16, and then that's not including getting to L.A. And so it's like 16 from L.A., but I don't think we're flying into Sydney. So I'm not, again, I'm along for the
ride. You're just along for the ride.
Yep. I'm there, like most things, I'm there as the personality hire. And so we're going to have a great time. I'm going to sharpen my accent a little bit more. And hopefully I don't starve because eating and food to me is a really tough subject. So traveling internationally, it puts a lot of stress on it. So I'm doing preparation for it. But I don't know. Like there's just sometimes you got to throw all caution to the wind and just be like, I'm going on a trip. Let's go.
Yeah. Now, are you a little bit freaked out? Because, you know, my daughter and I have talked about that, you know, a trip to New Zealand or down under to Australia. And the one thing, the weird bugs, the snakes, the crocs, the sharks, you know, all of that stuff. I mean, is that kind of, I mean, you've been there once.
Right. I mean.
You know, and you just hear all this stuff where it's like there are unusual creatures that you don't see in our neck of the woods.
Correct.
You know?
And there's usually not a lot around their house. Like, I know that they're very adamant about checking their shoes because they have a lot more, you know, dangerous spiders and stuff that can get in their house, and that snakes are obviously a huge thing. I've always kind of had the mindset that, you know, if I got bit by a shark and it was my way to go, there are worse ways, and at least I'm getting a send-off on Shark Week. And so, like, there are worse ways than to be, like, investigatory bitten by a great white. If we see a shark, I'm going to be so excited. I've always wanted to go cage diving. But I want to go like in Seal Island and off of South Africa where they breach. It's the only place in the world they breach. I don't know what kind of crazy stuff they do in Australia. But I mean, I'm sure once I see it, I'll be a little bit nervous. But I don't know.
What an adventure.
Yeah.
So you said almost the whole month. I know people that have gone down under say that if you're going to invest in the long flight and all the travel, because in reality that takes a couple of days. You know, to get in there, get settled, so on and so forth, that you really need to do 2 weeks.
Yeah, the jet lag is definitely real. I remember when I went there last time and I landed, I think it was later in the morning. And what I felt like I needed right away when I got there is like I needed a shower. I was like, I need to shower. I need to reset because I couldn't go to bed right away because otherwise then it's another 3 or 4 days. But I remember we were walking down to the Sydney Opera House and when we got to the end, and it's a long boardwalk to get down to there. And once we got down there and I realized we had to go back, I'm like, I'm going to need to sit for a few minutes. And that's when it hit me. And so it's I'm glad that we're going for a longer period of time, because it's not just the time change. It's a big financial thing. And so when people have those opportunities to go someplace, like go and be there and slow and still as long as you can, or all the adventures, like go be in that experience for as long as you can, because you just never know when you're going to get another one, Steve.
Well, I can hardly wait for you to come back and report on this journey.
Right. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Yeah, just hopefully no shark encounters or snakes.
Sharks are fine. Snakes, spiders, that's not going to get me headline news, okay? Shark attack. Now I can get some
one of my first exposures to Australia, and for a lot of people, was the old Crocodile Dundee movie. And one of the things, you know, and maybe you'll get a chance to say it, and maybe you need, in the jungle, need to carry a knife. That's not a knife.
Oh, I love knives, Steve. I don't know if you know this one.
That scene is great.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting mugged, and the guy gets the switchblade out, and that's not a knife.
That's not a knife.
Yeah.
You need a machete.
Quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk NFL. Vikes. We'll talk about that. A couple of the other games. By the way, Montana State blowing out Montana 48-23 late in the fourth in Missoula. Montana State headed to the D2 title game. Earlier in the day, of 48-41, UW River Falls beats John Hopkins in the wind and cold of River Falls. They advance to the Stag Bowl in the D3 title game with a great win today. Fridley's own Caleb Blaha had a monster day for River Falls today. Over 500 yards through the air, 5 touchdowns, and an absolute dime on the winning touchdown in the fourth. 10 minutes now in front of 6 here at News Talk. 830-WCCO. Wild beat the Oil 5-2 today. Avalanche in town tomorrow. Timberwolves in town tomorrow. They get the Bucks. Timberwolves, their win of the year against OKC on Friday night. Chris Hine joined us earlier in the show, and I would assume that'll be available in podcast form at some point.
Already is, fans. Steve. Already is. You know.
You were quickly, Lindsey Brown. NFL, I forgot. Today was that Saturday when the NFL Bigfoots college football. Their playoffs underway. You got D2, D3, FCS, huge playoff games today. And the NFL just says, yeah, we don't care. We're going to play games today anyway.
Any time is a good time for football for them.
Yeah. The NFL, they Bigfooted Christmas Day. They said, oh, yeah, we're going to jump in on the NBA's party.
That just stinks. I'm glad that Chris Hine, yeah. I know that we talked about the Wolves playing that late game, too. Like, there's no such thing as anything sacred when it comes to sports anymore. Just ask anybody who's playing in the youth sports circuit right now. But, like, all these people, not just the athletes, but then the people that work the arena, the media, the team, nobody gets a darn holiday.
No.
I hate it.
It's all about the television programming. Yeah. But here is a Saturday in particular where the NFL could say, do we really need to jump in, you know, now that there is a college football playoff, since it is their free feeder program,
right,
if you will. By the way, Commanders lead the Eagles 10-7. Eagles could clinch the NFC East with a win today. That is in the third quarter. By the way, the Commanders are horrible, and the Eagles are losing 10-7 late in the third.
And the world has returned to its natural state.
Yeah. And then tonight, Packers-Bears. For Packer fans and Bears fans, this is the rivalry. Sorry, Vikings.
Yeah.
And this is a big one. Bears 10-4. Pack 9-4-1. Bears favorite at Soldier Field by 1.5. And then, of course, Sunday, your Vikings take on the Giants at MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands. And the Vikings, slight favorites on the road there.
Oh, I just don't want anybody to get hurt on that field. But, you know, it was a good showing last week. Like we said, we're looking for growth with the 1-9.
That's all that matters. Win or lose, does J.J. McCarthy look like he has a chance. And we've got the news and weather coming up. Thanks to Lindsey Brown. Thanks to you for tuning in. Happy holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.